One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance.
Coming up on today's podcast.
We did Giving Tuesday. I found people in my DMs that I can help financially. And then Lunchbox tells me if that was a good decision or not. Also, the Sugarland poster controversy. Also, the celebrity that bought a $200 million condo. All that on today's Bobby Bone Show podcast. Search it up. Hit subscribe. It's free. We don't even charge. We don't even charge. It's free. And we do a second show on the feed as well. All right, thank you guys, and hit it up.
97.9 WFAX-FM Nashville, guaranteed human.
Your chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Text the nationwide keyword festival to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info, standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, Bobby.
Silverado did I borrow money that I borrowed, and I can still remember you kissing my lips and backing me up against the fender.
Let me go. I said I loved you and I wish you never.
Silverado. The only ride this heartbroken desperado.
They say the people that read are nicer people.
Oh, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, reading helps expand your mind and understand people's circumstances and empathy. And that's, I've certainly felt that, having a better understanding from reading more this year.
People who regularly read are more nurturing and have greater sensitivity. You know what I've had to stop doing? I can't read paper books anymore.
Why?
Well, because one, I need to blow the letters up a little bit with pinch.
Mm-hmm.
You tried doing that on the book?
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Yeah.
My vision isn't great. And then two, I like to read sometimes because I wake up in the middle of the night. And that headlamp that I have to wear, I can't put it on. My wife's asleep next to me because it is so bright. So I'm going to have to go, because I was trying to just do paper books. I got to go back to the iPad.
If I buy you a little clampy thing that I have, that's like a...
I'm not going to turn light on near my wife.
But it's amber colored. Mm. But your Kindle, how is it lit up?
No. It's dark mode. Black. The pages are black with white letters.
Mm. Oh.
At night.
Wow. I don't
You've never seen night mode?
Kindle.
I have an iPad.
I don't have an Kindle. I don't read on those things.
Oh, nice things. Judge me?
No, I'm not. I just don't know all the features.
Hey, maybe people that read aren't nicer. Am I getting judged right here?
No,
in real time.
I think that's great. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, okay. I was going to buy you a clip light, but never mind.
What's cheaper, a book or to read on those things?
Well, if you read a lot of books, well, probably
the same.
I mean, because you got to pay for each book.
Mm-hmm.
It costs the same to buy it on a Kindle? That's crazy. They're not even printing it. They're just giving you a cut. Should be like $2.
Yeah, but it's the information. I mean, it's the intellectual that you're buying, not...
Right. No, I understand the intellectual, but I figured it would cost more because they have to actually print paper and like put stuff and... Like,
I don't know the answer to that.
That's bananas.
And ship, right?
And ship. Yeah,
I don't know the bananas. I don't know. We need to determine the bananas because I don't know the answer. So don't get mad at anything because I don't know.
What, I mean, if it's not $2 on a Kindle, then you're getting ripped off.
No, it's not. They're $12.99.
Somebody still wrote it at Lunchbox.
Like, no, I understand that, but they're not
printing
it.
They got to get paid.
But some people don't want to have to go to the bookstore, and it's easier for them.
Man, that seems outrageous that they charge you the same amount for a digital copy.
But I don't know that they do. You're getting outraged for something you don't know is true.
You're right. I am.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Kindle... Outrage. Now, again, I don't know all the
features.
I don't
read on a Kindle. I read on an iPad. I just want to say one more time. Okay, you guys keep saying Kindle. This is not a... I read on an iPad. So, but you can say Kindle, but go ahead.
So what do? You just download it on the... What's the app on the iPad?
Books.
Oh, Books app.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I've seen it on my phone. Yeah.
Yes, I guess I have too. I just
you never
always,
got into it?
Nah, yeah. Man, I don't go
Will
in there.
Will it read to you, though, if you wanted to?
No.
Oh. Like, I didn't...
Oh, that's interesting. I wondered... You have to buy the audiobook.
No. It's different than the audiobook.
It adds robot voice.
I think it will, like, you can follow, well, never mind. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I am of the, we need to support the authors and the writers and everybody involved. Like, it makes sense to me that it costs money.
Will you look up and see if they're the same price or not?
About $1 difference on Fill Until You Don't.
Oh, yours?
That's crazy.
$12 for the hardcover and then $11 for the e-version.
Oh, e-version.
Huh.
Ebook.
Yeah, electric.
Or you can just buy it for like a nickel, like secondhand stores.
Or Bobby's like, or I just give you one.
You did Audible, right? How much is it to listen? Because I went in and recorded my part.
Yeah, that's right. On the book that I wrote, Fail Until You Don't, the second one, Amy came in and recorded her part. That's right.
$9 a month. So it's just a subscription.
For Audible, that's a subscription service.
If you just buy
the audio book? Man, reading the audio book, that is a beast. I would do the show and then go read that for hours. Mm-hmm. That's why I had Amy come do it. I was tired. Yeah, so you're nicer, except for this whole segment here.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door. A table for two, way in the back where I sit alone.
think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling my poor heart. She'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Skip the
summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Did you miss town? Settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Did you miss town? Settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars in your eyes. In our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. Got all money, baby, we were that close. Ditching uptown, putting roots down, out here on the outskirts.
Bunch of friends hanging out.
The Big 98.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
She drinks wine by the glass, not by the bottle. She ain't stuck on the past, ain't worried about tomorrow. She's a lover, a mother, a sister and wife. She rolls over in the morning to the love of her life. Only smokes on vacation, says just what she thinks. She don't need validation or much of anything. I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad. Don't over embellish. If she says it, then it's true. I don't mean to sound jealous, but what could I do?
Comes to us from Iowa. A farmer was having some pest control problems. He couldn't get rid of them. He's like, let me type it into AI. These are what's going on with my crops. How do I get rid of these pests? They gave him a solution, so he sprayed it all over the crops. Woke up the next morning to 25 acres dead.
Well, he got rid of the pests.
The pests are gone.
And all the
and so
did he not put in his prompt? Also, please allow my crops to live. You would think that they would know that, though. What was the material? What were they sprayed? You know,
I don't know, some chemicals that I don't know the
gasoline. Names of. It's all gasoline.
It's no good.
All right,
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones. Breaking my back.
drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. But you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm paid. Slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code NEW5 to get up to a $5 bonus on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. The money talks, but I ain't buying. Cause love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. I'm broken. You don't
her not to settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's already gone.
this right here.
It's like a variety pack of your favorite country, except we took out all the ones you don't like.
It's a 10 in a row big block on the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
It's hard to believe it, girl, that I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Don't want to assume, but it seems like you're having a time of your life. I wasn't expecting you wanna be the center of attention. Know just what you're doing while you're spending time in some arms that ain't mine. Yeah.
Hate how you look in that one that you know I love, red dress. Hate how it still gets my heart breaking, beating up my chest. Hate how you're laughing and acting like what we had is gone.
Your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't.
Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going high.
Commercial-free.
Big block, y'all.
A big block.
Oh, yeah. On the Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
She was 69, still smoking, serving hurricanes since the schooner's wharf opened. When she poured me one, that's the secret. She said, don't ever let grass grow up underneath you. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. It's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. You can't carry nothing with you, and it won't be long till it's six carrying you home. Till then, you gotta carry on. Elvis, a story she told to make Penny Lane jealous. And she said, hon, my shift's ending, beside a peace sign at the bottom of my ticket. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Can't carry nothing with you, and it won't long till it's six carrying you home. Till then, you gotta carry on. Carry on, carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. Carry on, carry on. Yeah, man, you gotta carry on. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. Carry on, carry on. Yeah, man, you gotta carry on.
Had a whole sit down with Mumford and Sons. So, man, they have some massive songs. Here's Little Lion Man.
But it was not your fault, but mine.
Here is I Will Wait.
I will wait for you.
You know those?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know this one, The Cave?
Tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see
jams. So I just wanted to know, like, how'd they get together. So here we go, Mumford and Sons.
Bobby Bones!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Mumford and Sons.
How did you guys meet?
Well, school. You guys were at school together. I met him in a pub.
Okay. What song did you guys record together, even before it was released, where you thought, oh, this might be something. We might be something that lasts.
I think it was The Cave. That was one that I remember distinctly.
I remember the White Lamp Page demo in your house, in your bedroom.
I remember that.
Where's the name come from?
It's temporary. I drove past the pub where we sat with our old manager, and we were talking about the name, and we were like, well, let's just roll with Mumford and Sons for a bit, because it's not like we're going to sell any records or like tour internationally or anything like that, because we were a pub band, and we grew to love it.
We were all session players that got fired from our day jobs and then set up the band.
No way.
Yeah. And it started around a collection of songs that Marcus had, and we were very used to like backing up a songwriter, and Marcus had always been a drummer in all of these session bands that we were in. And so it was like a novelty that Marcus was sort of stepping to the front of the stage and singing and playing the guitar. And yeah, that's why we don't have a drummer.
Did you guys do a bunch of covers? Like when you first started playing, were you playing, you say pub band, to me I think bar band here, where they play covers.
There were some covers, not that many.
Mostly, so the spots we were playing were like, it was more like the 60s in New York, like the cafes where you'd come if you had a song. I mean, those guys played a lot of covers, to be fair. But it was like, if you had a song, you could jump up and play it. And if it was good, you could play another one. So it's that kind of atmosphere that we grew up in.
Yeah. It meant there were a lot less people in the audience than if we'd done like Sweet Home Alabama and all those things.
Yeah, but that was good.
It started small.
Do you think you've ever played Sweet Home Alabama as a band?
Good question.
No.
I don't know.
No, we haven't. We've played a lot of Shania Twain, but
we haven't played.
What song does the crowd sing the loudest back to you?
Depends where we are. Little Lion Man, all day long.
Yeah, that's true.
America's probably I Will Wait, partly because of the Grammys moment. The set list emphasis changes rather than having that one song. We've never really had a hit, so we're kind of a mongrel in that way. You don't think?
I do think you've had a hit based on today's definition of a hit. Even on the weird charts?
Yeah, loads of the weird chart ones. there's loads of them. But it's so confusing. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I meet an artist who's into the chart thing, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I had like 19 number ones," and I'm like, "What? What do you mean?" And then they name some sort of niche category, sort of sports, Christian, rap.
In that case, I've had a few hits myself.
There you go. Yes. Yes,
Bobby Bones. If you want to hear that full interview, just go search for the Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio. Appreciate you guys listening. That's going to do it for us. Just go and you listen to that Bobby Cast. You can go watch it on Netflix. And this whole show is up from today, too. And boy, did we have a good one. So you want to hear the whole thing. We do a whole second show as well up on that podcast feed. That's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. And we'll catch you on Wednesday. Bye, everybody. Get your bones out.